Since I'm the king right now, go get me a sandwich, whore.
But I don't want to get you a sandwich. Don't you want to have sex? I see your boner.
Hey cunt, eyes up here. I have no idea what kinda STDs you got up in your bag. You better just jimmy a quick BJ till I take you to the doctor.
But my liege, there are no doctors, because this is some retarded fantasy land.
Oh awesome, I'm the king of some shitty fantasy land. What a dream come true. So what's the name of this shitty dump?
Mumph.
Tell me, after you're done blowing me cunt. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Okay, you're done.
The name of this kingdom is...
Shut up, bitch. The name is Coxfic Palace now, and there's not a damn thing you can do about it, because I'm the fucking king.
You truly are ruthless.
Ruthless? How dare you call me anything? Get back on your knees. I have another hard-on already, cause I'm such a badass.
So she got on her knees and gave Sire another blowjob. And after she was done, he pulled out a bastard sword and cut off her head and shut down her neck. Because there was no toilets, then he used her orange pubic hair as toilet paper, and it was really awesome.
Okay, I'm a badass.
The king, who will further be named Ned, saw a large castle in the distance and decided to walk over there with the head of his queen, and also he had a marriage certificate from somewhere that said he was the king, so nobody could question his rule.
Sup bitches, I'm the king of this hellhole. Who the fuck would live here besides some losers anyway? First thing we are gonna do is construct a wall.
My liege, it seems that you are unaware that we are at war with the Pana Kingdom.
Who the fuck is that? They sound like massive pussies.
Actually, they are all 7-foot-tall behemoths, and they eat men alive for breakfast.
Heta, they eat men? That's pretty fucking gay.
Just then an army from the kingdom of Panic entered the kingdom and opposed, because everyone in Ned's kingdom was a bunch of shitty pussies.
Okay, so you win the war, right?
Haha, I beg to differ, because I'm the king of this shitville now, and I'm a badass, and also I am a sorcerer.
Ned the badass sorcerer casted a bunch of badass spells and obliterated the entire army, which was about 3,000 people, because the king of Panic thought it would be easy.
Yeah, I'm fucking awesome.
Thank you, sire, you defeated the Panic kingdom, but what will happen next time they attack?
Something like this.
And Ned ran the puny peasant through with his blade, and it was awesome, and then he drank the blood that poured out of his wounds.
Okay pussies, I'm gonna go kick some serious ass, and when I get back there's gonna be a huge statue of my dick, and there's gonna be a wall around the kingdom, and I want a moat around my castle and put crocodiles in there, and then, after you're done with that, find me another elf bitch that makes sandwiches that don't suck ass.
And Ned left his kingdom to go fight the kingdom of Panic. When he arrived, he was met by the entire Panic army led by their king, who was named Alfred, because his mother hated him and named him Alfred.
Sup, I'm the king of that shitty kingdom over there, and I'm gonna kick your asses, because I feel like it.
Yeah right, pussy, I'll be let you deliver the first blow.
So Ned casted a spell, by which I mean he called in a nuclear missile strike from the United States Air Force, because they owed him a favor even, though there's no way the United States Air Force could have flown into Faggot Fantasyland, but they found a wormhole, and also Ned casted a spell that let them get there, and he used telepathy to tell them.
So yeah, I win, and now I will go back to my kingdom and fuck some bitches.
When Ned returned to his kingdom, he found it the way he left it, with the lazy peasants only beginning construction in his shit.
You fucking losers, I'm just gonna kill you all and be the only one left alive, and it'll be awesome, and I'll just jerk off to satisfy my manly needs.
But we found this hot bitch for you to fuck.
Okay awesome, but you're all still dead.
So Ned killed everyone and had sex for the rest of his life, and killed any child that she bore, because it was a threat to his reign.